Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fishing Game recently completed the annual Razor Clam Abundance Surveys at both Clam Gulch and Inilchik beaches. Results indicate the abundance of adult clams is below the abundance threshold required to open a limited fishery at Clam Gulch and above the abundance threshold in Inilchik. This means the sport and personally used razor clam fisheries in the Clam Gulch area will remain closed for 2023, but there will be a limited harvest opportunity this season in the Inilchik area. The season will be 4 days from Saturday, July 1st through Tuesday, July 4th, and the bag and possession limits will be the first 15 clams dug. The Inilchik area includes all beaches from the Kenai Peninsula from 3 miles north of the Inilchik River at latitude 60-50.4 north latitude near Lehman's Point, south of the tip of the Homer Spit. In March of 2020, the Alaska Board of Fisheries adopted a management plan for the East Cook Inlet razor clams that requires the adult clam abundance to meet or exceed 50% of the historical average abundance to open a limited harvest opportunity. The plan also identifies that the harvest in the limited fishery is not expected to exceed 10% of the total adult abundance. In the Clam Gulch area, razor clam abundance was assessed at the North Beach, and the adult abundance was 520,881 clams, which was 46% below the abundance threshold to open the limited fishery in the Clam Gulch area. In the Inilchik area, razor clam abundance was assessed at the South Beach, and the adult abundance was 322,217 clams, which was 35% above the abundance threshold to open the limited fishery in the Inilchik area. Despite the fishery closure since 2015, East Cook Inlet razor clams are failing to recover to historic levels. Since the closure, there have been intermittent moderate to strong juvenile clam recruitments on the Inilchik beaches and more consistent strong annual juvenile clam recruitments to the Clam Gulch beaches. Clams in both areas have experienced very poor growth rates in most years, resulting in the clams taking an extra year or two to reach the adult size or never reaching at all. Clams in both areas are also experiencing high rates of natural mortality each winter. The strong juvenile recruitments indicate that despite the poor growth and low survival, clams are successfully spawning and selling into the beach as juveniles. The 2023 adult clam abundance at Inilchik is much improved over almost all the annual abundances since 2013. Unfortunately, the 2023 juvenile abundance at Inilchik is the lowest since 2013, which indicates that there will be not a sufficient adult abundance for the fishery to open in 2024-2025. The 2023 juvenile and adult abundances at Clam Gulch indicate that the fishery will likely continue to remain closed over the next few years. For complete details, visit RadioKenai.com. This year, on Monday, May 29th, the Memorial Day will have many local services to commemorate the U.S. military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. In observance of the Memorial Day holiday, many government and business offices will be closed. The Kenai American Legion Post 20 and Soldana VFW Post 10046 announced Memorial Day services on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Kenai Cemetery with the Avenue of Flags, at 1 p.m. the Leif Hansen Park in Kenai with a Memorial Day service, at 2 p.m. at the Soldana Cemetery, a Memorial Day service, and following the Soldana service at Soldana Creek Park, the Purple Heart and Iron Mike Memorial laying of wreaths. Ron Holman, commander of the local American Legion, tells KSRM the meaning of Memorial Day.
It's a full day of memorializing our war dead, remembering people we never met, remembering our family members who served, remembering our family members who passed away in the line of duty. It's very emotional for me, and I know it's very emotional for veterans that have served in those capacities.
For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.